Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. He said, therefore, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened." He went on his way through towns and villages teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem, and someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to him, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken. And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Miller from Ascension Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Georgia.
Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire and lighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters. And if you are not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, we pray, in the name of the door, our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today, when Jesus says, "Strive to enter through the narrow door," what do you hear? My guess is you hear one of two things. Either, a creak, which means the door is open to you, or, boom, a slam, which means the door is closed. So which is it for you? How does it hit your ears? Is it gospel, good news? Do you feel like a shoe-in? Or is it more like a nail-biter? Are you worried about how you're going to make it through that door? Will you be good enough, faithful enough? Will you have done enough to get inside? The answer lies in what Jesus means by strive to enter through the narrow door. That one word, strive, will make all the difference between being in or out. Surely the one who asked the question to begin with, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" heard strive in this way. He wasn't one of Jesus' disciples, but was more likely some pious Jew. Now, such a person thought like a Pharisee, talked like a Pharisee, acted like a Pharisee, maybe even was a Pharisee. In other words, they would have heard the word strive as work harder, or more specifically, fulfill God's law perfectly. So for such a person, Jesus' words today would have at first been heard as an open door. After all, they probably asked the question in the first place, will those who are saved be few, in hopes to get a confidence-boosting, ego-stroking, pat-on-the-back response like, yes, few, very few, especially since not everyone's as great as you. But how could anyone so puffed up with pride, so full of themselves, with such a big head, ever hope to squeeze their way through such a narrow door? They might at first hear, but eventually they'll get, boom. Jesus must mean something else by strive, especially if striving to impress God with pocketfuls of self-righteousness will only keep us out. It's exactly that silly, homemade, hand-stitched, do-it-yourself righteousness that we had assumed would cover the cost of admission for us that Jesus wants us to get rid of. What Jesus means by the word strive here is actually repentance. That is, emptying ourselves, losing ourselves, giving everything over to God. Jesus just wants us to get honest, to confess that we are sinners. You know, drop the charade that we can make ourselves good candidates for the kingdom, and instead hand things over to him. After all, as verse 22 points out, Jesus is heading toward Jerusalem, where he knows just what to do with our extra baggage. There he will bear it on a cross for you and for me, taking our sins away and paying the price of our admission with his own blood. So let me ask you again, how do you hear Jesus' words today? Hopefully you don't hear, boom, anymore. Like a door, Jesus stands big, heavy, tall, completely in the way of anyone whose ego is too inflated for the kingdom. But for those who repent, who are little and last and least, who give their sins to Jesus, they are just the right size to slip through. By his grace, Jesus, the door, stands wide open to welcome us in. I hear, don't you? Amen.
We thank Pastor David Miller from Ascension Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Georgia, for today's meditation on God's Word.